And now today's No Sweat News gears you up for Friday's quiz for Slipknot tickets.
Oh.
That big No Sweat News quiz Friday morning. Today, it's all brought to you by NJM Insurance Group, committed to being upfront with customers. No jingles or mascots. Info at NJM.com. Well, here's the story of a young woman in England, London to be exact, who claims that after she was abducted by aliens, she's gotten into a romantic relationship with one of the five aliens she met.
Oh,
and now she has a bag packed.
Oh, good.
For when they come back to pick her up a second time.
He sounds very nice. Sounds very thoughtful. You know, some aliens aren't so bad. They're probably very benign.
I'm not going to ask any questions about what happened during the first abduction.
Plus, their fingers, I'm told, are, you know, very satisfying.
Dexterous?
Well, yeah. They're very satisfying. They're limber.
Yeah.
They can do magical things with their fingers.
Apparently.
This is what I've... this is my MUFON friends have told me this.
Bella is her name. Aliens abducted her from her bedroom a few weeks ago. She was picked up via a tractor beam after hearing...
Oh, yeah. That's how you get beamed up there.
She heard in a dream she should wait by her window with a bag packed, and they came by the next day, tractor beamed her on. There were five aliens there.
Five, okay.
I'm not... Yeah. I just report. I don't know exactly...
You seem to be almost smiling, though.
But...
And or snickering.
One of them has particular interest in her, so she's got an overnight bag ready.
Well, listen, I'm sure that was the... he was the Brad Pitt of the aliens right there. Was the good-looking one.
Or the who's the guy in the celebrity news who just impregnated five women at once or something?
Yeah,
like?
Cannon of aliens.
Of alien life, right.
See, I don't like them when they're too short, too small.
I don't want to hear about it.
You know, I like an alien, you know, that it's proportioned nicely.
We're going to keep an eye on Bella in London and see if she goes missing after a while, because it could be the aliens came back to pick her up.
Yeah, I think I just saw Abby. She's doing naked cartwheels outside of Stonehenge right now.
Right. In a way, and that's how you attract them, apparently. Now, here's a story from Canada, Saskatchewan, Canada. Of a couple who was caught having sex on someone's lawn while the homeowner was mowing. That's a little dangerous. Last Tuesday evening,
with this one.
Almost a week ago, this gentleman was mowing his lawn on his riding lawnmower, and there they were at the end of the property, having their carnal relations right there at the, you know, dusk at the end, at the end of the day.
Those two just couldn't wait.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait to get home.
They're getting the fertilizer going, you know?
Right there on the lawn.
They're weeding. Instead of stopping, they got angry at the homeowner mowing his lawn and began throwing rocks at him.
Okay.
And that's when he said, listen, people, it's one thing to do it on my lawn while I'm mowing, but it's another thing then to take it out on me.
Yeah, don't be doing that.
I catch you, so.
Come on.
Police were involved, et cetera, et cetera.
That's like a slip and slide, baby. Hello.
Yuck.
Woo!
Now, Dateline Florida for our third story of the day. The No Sweat News Desk has never, ever heard of anything like this. Police busted a crime ring in California last week. It was a pistachio operation.
A pistachio operation?
Yes, it's our very first delicious nut crime syndicate.
Oh, no.
To be sure, what we're hearing about here is a missing truck that was loaded with 42,000 pounds of pistachios. And what seems to have happened is that the truck, instead of being driven to a place that was secure, the truck was driven to a nearby parking lot without manager's approval. And it was in that other parking lot, authorities think, the 2,000 pound bags of pistachios were to be split up and resold. And I'm just sitting here wondering how I can get my hands on a 2,000-pound bag of pistachios, because that would be a great weekend of snacking for me. I happen to love these
things. You're a pistachio fan?
Oh, my God, I'm a big fan.
I guess I like them on ice cream.
Sure. Pistachio ice cream. Yeah,
that's my favorite. That I enjoy.
Police are now investigating the pistachio crime ring and the missing 42,000 pounds.
Boy, if you're a criminal organization and you're choosing pistachios. Yes. I mean, of all the illegal substances out there, that would give you like a, you know, a profit of like 1,000,000,000%.
Yeah.
And yet you're going with pistachios.
That's quite specific.
That's, you're probably the worst mob I've ever heard
you're
of.
You're way down on the importance list.
Seriously.
As a threat to society.
Psst, hey, buddy, you need some nuts.
I mean, they're
talking
about
nuts over here, pistachios.
No, the gang that couldn't shoot straight. You're selling pistachios
right
from the trunk of your car?
That's why it's a no-sweat news story. Pistachios!
Who's got some?
Who's got pistachios?
I got some. I only buy legal pistachio products. I don't support the criminals, okay?
I bought mine from Henry Hill. And then Tommy ran up to Paulie and said, Henry got pinched.
Mm-hmm. That's today's No Sweat News. Slipknot tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.